Tonight at the Cross Insurance Center, you wear your ugly Christmas sweater and you get 50% off the cost of your ticket and could qualify to win a great prize as well. And Coach Barron setting the tone with a god-awful-looking sweater for tonight's main game against Clemson at the Cross Insurance Center. Men's basketball up against Fordham tomorrow. And, of course, the Patriots getting set to take on Tennessee this weekend. Let's kick off the program, though, this afternoon by talking college football and a huge game coming up. The Cotton Bowl this year features Alabama and Michigan State. And to learn more about that national semifinal game, we're joined on the phone by the voice of the Crimson Tide, Eli Gold. Eli, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Good to be on with you guys today.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with your Crimson Tide. Certainly after last year, an increased focus, I would say, as they get ready for this matchup with Michigan State.
Well, you know, Alabama is the only team to repeat, obviously, from last year's Final Four to this year's Final Four. And they learned some things last year. You know, when the Tide was up 21-6 on Ohio State last year, they kind of got off the gas pedal and shouldn't have done that. There was, as Nick Saban says, there was almost a sense of entitlement. Well, we won the SEC championship. We're up big on Ohio State. We'll just take it to the house. And of course, you can't do that against a team of that nature, nor against a team of Michigan State's nature. So it's going to be a very, very tough ball game, no question about it. Both teams are very, very good. They're very evenly matched. It's going to be a tough evening down in Texas.
Eli, was one of the key points of the year for this team, that Mississippi State game where briefly there was a quarterback switch, and it seems like Jake Coker, when he came back into that game, was a different quarterback the rest of the way.
I guess you're speaking of the Ole Miss game.
Yes.
In week three. It was, you know, that's where he basically became the Alabama starter, despite the fact that he had started the first couple of ball games. He really won over the team that day and made big plays, sacrificed his body. He's a big fella, Coker is, at 6'5", 232 pounds. I don't know if any of us, well, I know I did not know that he was this accomplished of a runner. And I don't know if a lot of his teammates knew that either. And he just took over. When he got back in the ball game after Cooper Bateman started, he just took over and settled things down. And though the Tide had five turnovers in that ball game, they still had a chance to win on the final possession of the day. So that's really what got the team back. Despite the fact that they lost, they then had to play, as Sports Illustrated says, the nation's toughest schedule. And they had to do it without a net, if you will, because they knew that one more loss and the chance to win the SEC or the chance to win the national title would have been out the window. So Coker's done well. The team has done well. It's been a tough, tough season as far as the pressure that the kids have handled.
Well, you've seen so many terrific players through the years. Talk a little bit about Derrick Henry and what makes him such a unique talent.
Well, you know, he just runs hard. He's strong. He's very, very strong. And did I say he's strong?
You mentioned that.
The guy, you know, you get the idea. The guy runs over you. If he can't run around you, he'll run through you. And now, how does he compare to Sean Alexander, who ran at Alabama, then went on to lead the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks? How does he compare with Mark Ingram, another Heisman Trophy winner who now, of course, is with the Saints? Collegiately, how does he compare with Trent Richardson? I don't know how to you're splitting hairs there. I don't know. Statistically, certainly, nobody's been better than Derrick Henry. He just is a tough guy to handle. You have to tackle him hard, high and low. You can't arm tackle him. But those are the same things you'd say about a Sean Alexander or a Mark Ingram. So, on that ultra-short list of super backs, he's on it. Is he number one, number two, number three? I don't know. I'll tell you this, though. He is the nicest guy, as was Sean and as was Mark Ingram. A wonderful human being. So it's been nice to see good things happen to this young man.
We're talking with Eli Gold. He is the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, getting set for a Cotton Bowl matchup against Michigan State. And defensively, the Crimson Tide have got there's certainly a tall task here in stopping one of the most talented quarterbacks in the country in Connor Cook. What's the strength of this Alabama defense?
Well, the strength of the Alabama defense is its depth. Depends on who you talk to and how they describe it. You know, Mark D'Antonio, the coach of Michigan State, has, you know, called it one of the best, if not the best, defense that's ever been in college ball. Brett Bielema, that coach at Arkansas, says that they must have a machine down there in Tuscaloosa that just turns out equally prepared defensive linemen and linebackers that you just can't run on. That's been the key. And, you know, you have the first three guys, and you have another three guys, and you have another three guys, not to mention your linebackers. That's just a defensive front. So that's the big key. When the other guys start wearing out a little bit, Bama just continues to rotate fresh legs back in the ball game, and that's a huge advantage, especially in our part of the country where, you know, every game was played in, you know, in 90-something degree temperature. You've got to be able to rotate and substitute because the heat and the humidity are so imposing that, you know, you'd wear yourself out. So Alabama has that kind of depth, and that's what, you know, hopefully they'll be able to impose upon Michigan State on New Year's Eve, because the Spartans are outstanding. They're really outstanding. But, you know, can they handle Alabama's defense, not only its ability, but the numbers as we get into the late third quarter and all of the fourth quarter? Of course, the game will be indoors. It's not going to be a hot day or anything like that. Or even if it is, it's going to be 70-something degrees inside the building. But that's part of what makes Alabama so good.
Eli, before we let you go, former Crimson Tide quarterback A.J. McCarron has been kind of thrust into the national spotlight in the NFL, having to take over for Andy Dalton. How do you think he's going to fare at the next level from what you've seen?
Well, I hope he does well. You know, he had some very good plays the other day against the Steelers, and he had a couple of plays that I know he'd love to have back. I'm like you guys. I'm interested to see myself. The guy's talented. I mean, all he's done is won championships, okay? So let's, you know, even a guy as jaded as Pac-Man Jones, so, you know, and we all know his history, even he said, look, you got to give the guy a chance. All he's ever done is won championships in his life. You know, the guy can play football. What's going to be interesting to see is how he does this Sunday after a week of work with the number one unit, getting all the repetitions and practice. That's been the big thing. He's gotten very few reps, obviously, as the backup to Dalton. So now, not that a week is going to be the biggest thing in the world. You need more than a week, but it sure as heck beats a kick in the caboose. You know, I'm interested in seeing how he does. I'll tell you this. The guy can make plays. The guy can throw. The guy can run when necessary. But at the same time, the National Football League is the National Football League. It ain't college football. And I am not one of those who believes that the best college team in America can hang with an NFL team. I don't buy that one iota. The best college football team would lose 9 3/4 times out of 10 to the Detroit Lions or the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's a whole different animal. But the guy's confident and he has ability, and that's all you can hope for. And every game you play at Alabama, it's a big game. They all have national implications. So the mental toughness is also something that he has. He just has to get out there and execute.
Now, Eli, you're Brooklyn born and bred, but you've been working in You've been working in the South for decades now, both with Alabama, UAB, Birmingham Barons, NASCAR. Are you Are you a New York guy? Are you a Southerner? Or are you just a citizen of the world?
Well, that's a great question. When people ask me where I'm from, I say Brooklyn, New York. But I have lived in Birmingham for the last, 35, whatever it is now, 35, 40 years. I never hide where I'm from. I'm very proud of being from the streets of Brooklyn, but I lived there till I was 23. I've been gone now for, 38 years. So I wouldn't go back. I love to visit the city. I'll go back, catch a couple of ball games, catch some Broadway shows, go and have some great restaurants. But I am more than happy when that airplane touches down again in the South coming back. This is home. This is home. Where you're from and where your home is are two different things. I'm from New York. My home is in Alabama. And I could lapse into a singing rendition of that from the group Alabama if you so desire. I think you'd rather retain your listeners instead of having me chase them away. I'm a New Yorker from New York, but my home's in Alabama.
Well said. Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Eli. Thank you so much for making time for us, and good luck and have a great time at the Cotton Bowl.
Well, thank you guys so much. Great to be on with you, and very best of holiday wishes. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah to all of your listeners up there in the great state of Maine. I've enjoyed coming through your state many times over the years as a young hockey broadcaster, going through Lewiston and playing the old Maine Nordiques.
Wow.
And so I've been a lot of time in Maine, and it's a beautiful, beautiful state.
Well, Eli, thank you very much, as always, and we hope to talk with you again down the road.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Eli Gold, Alabama Crimson Tide, longtime play-by-play voice.